USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia media reports a prisoner swap could be in the works between the United States and Russia. The report quotes a deputy foreign minister saying the potential swap would include the notorious arms trafficker Victor Boot, known as the Merchant of Death, in exchange for American prisoners, including basketball player Brittany Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan. The deputy foreign minister said he hopes the prospect, quote, not only remains, but is being strengthened, end quote. Japan officials are reporting North Korea's military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korean military's second ICBM launch, reported this month. We have an update on the student loan debt transfer by President Biden. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to review its student debt relief plan. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced its plan to ask the court to reverse an injunction which has prevented the debt relief program from moving forward. Six Republican state officials have filed a lawsuit claiming the program is unfair and unconstitutional, and a three-judge panel voted to pause the debt relief while the lawsuit unfolds.
As we wonder how Jay Leno is doing after getting bad burns this week while working on a car, his friend and comedian Tim Allen just got done visiting with Jay Leno on Thursday.
Face looks great. It didn't look all that good to begin with, so this is it. No, he's going with the George Clooney look. You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
Cold Arctic air will blanket most of the country this weekend. Heavy lake effect snow will dominate the Great Lakes region. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A 22-year-old Diamond Bar, California man who authorities believe intentionally crashed into a group of jogging law enforcement recruits was released from custody Thursday evening. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the suspect was only released until investigators can develop more evidence and present a stronger case for prosecutors. Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez will be back in court today. A law enforcement officer involved in the Uvalde school shooting will retire. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city's police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and 2 teachers has stepped down. Lieutenant Mariano Parguez, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him.
Alabama's execution of a man convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife was called off Thursday just before the midnight deadline because state officials were unable to find a vein to inject the lethal drugs. Alabama Department of Corrections prison staff tried for about an hour to get the 2 required intravenous lines connected to Kenneth Eugene Smith, 57 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.